Our condolences to all the believers all across the world, wherever you are, and to all of humanity upon the demise anniversary of the seal and perfection of prophethood, the esteemed messenger of Allah, the honorable and noble Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Even before the official divine proclamation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which occurred when His Eminence was 40 years old, he was well known amongst the Arabs to be honest, trustworthy, reliable, sincere, pious, modest, generous, noble, chaste, courageous, selfless, deeply spiritual, and an honorable human being. And these Arabs also testified to the most excellent and sublime moral and ethical character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And then at the age of 40, in the year 610 Gregorian calendar, 40 years after Amul Fil, the year of the elephant, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi officially and publicly announced the messengership of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Read in the name of thy nurturing Lord, the one who created. His Eminence, the divinely appointed Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, brought about the greatest, the most comprehensive, the most complete, the most perfect, and the most powerful of divine awakenings and divine revolutions. And it was precisely this divine awakening and this divine revolution which was to encompass the whole of the world, and it was going to bring perfection to all of humanity. A divine revolution by the name of Islam. This divine and all-encompassing revolution, this pure Muhammadan Islam, included the fields of politics, spirituality, ethics, economics, culture, morality, laws, rules and regulations, philosophy and theology, and the various other physical and metaphysical sciences. It was truly a great divine revolution, which was and still is and will always be the roadmap to humanity's salvation and prosperity, both in this world and the hereafter. A roadmap which will ultimately lead to humanity's ultimate perfection. And the very foundation of this great divine revolution and the ultimate key to humanity's ultimate perfection was a phrase that was taught to humanity by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. That phrase was La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah. A divine phrase which shook the very foundations of the age of Jahiliyyah, the age of ignorance. For it was this very phrase of La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah, which destroyed the various physical and metaphysical idols that had been created by the direct and indirect followers and subjects of Shaitan in the age of ignorance. And even in the present day, we find that this great divine revolution, this pure Muhammadan Islam, continues to break and destroy the various physical and metaphysical idols of the modern age of ignorance, the era's modern Jahiliyyah. For we truly live in an age of modern ignorance, an age of modern Jahiliyyah. And in some respects, it can be easily said that the modern era's Jahiliyyah and the modern era's ignorance is more savage, more barbaric, more uncivilized, more ignorant, more backwards, more corrupt, more decadent, and much worse than the ancient ages of Jahiliyyah. And so we see that the enemies of humanity, with the accursed and the outcast Shaitan at their head, have created modern day idols, physical and metaphysical idols made to keep us wandering in the utter darkness of oblivion, and thus making humanity much easier to subjugate and dominate as they plunder the wealth, the property, and the very lives and souls of the masses. And so it is Islam that continues to push forward the frontiers. And it is Islam that is pushing back the darkness, and it is breaking and destroying the barriers and the veils of darkness created by these modern day idols. And it is Islam that invites all of humanity towards true salvation and true prosperity for one and for all in the world and in the hereafter, all with this simple phrase of La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. And finally, neither you nor I, neither the individual nor humanity can ever find true salvation and true prosperity, either in this world or the hereafter, if we as an individual and as humanity cannot get rid of these present-day physical and metaphysical idols created by Shaitan. And we come out of the darkness and go towards the light of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, represented and manifested in the phrase, La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأنه سيد الأولين والآخرين وأنه سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل عليه وعلى أهل بيت الأئمة الطيبين السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا خليل الله السلام عليك يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رحمة الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك يا نجيب الله السلام عليك يا خاتم النبيين السلام عليك يا سيد المرسلين السلام عليك يا نور الله الذي يستضاء به السلام عليك وعلى أهل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين الهادين المهديين السلام عليك يا محمد بن عبد الله ورحمة الله
This is CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.